Hi, thank you. Thank you for coming. We are going to talk today about a very important teaching of Mahayana Buddhism, which isn't talked about all that much here, as far as I've noticed. That's why I decided to talk about it. The teaching is the three gates of liberation. Now, before we get started with this, though, and because we are going to talk about vows a little bit as we go through this, I thought we could start by reciting the four great vows. So why don't we do that?
今天讲的题目是三解脱门，这是大乘佛教一个非常重要的题目之一，但是。 我好像觉得很少在我们这个禅宗新讲到的，所以我今天选这个题目来讲。那我们是讲这个誓愿，所以我觉得我们开始之前，我们可以先讲这个四弘誓愿。Okay,
in English, I vow to liberate innumerable sentient beings.
I vow to liberate innumerable sentient beings. 中文就是 众生无边誓愿度。众生无边誓愿度。
I vow to cut off endless vexations.
I vow to cut off endless vexations. 烦恼无尽誓愿断。烦恼无尽誓愿断。
I vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma.
I vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma. 法门无量誓愿学。法门无量誓愿学。I
vow to attain supreme Buddhahood.
I vow to attain supreme Buddhahood. 佛道无上誓愿成。佛道无上誓愿成。Okay,
these are very big promises, aren't they?
这些誓愿非常大。
All right, so this is a very important task that we're engaged in when we practice Buddha Dharma.
所以我们修行佛法的时候是一个非常大的一个工作。
So what exactly do we have to do when we are trying to liberate sentient beings? Look at the first vow again. I vow to liberate innumerable sentient beings. What does that mean?
我们先看众生无边誓愿度这个大誓愿，这个到底是什么意思？我们怎么样可以度众生？
Well, the teaching of the three gates of liberation, which I've put up here on the whiteboard, can help us understand what this means. It's going to give us some sense of what liberation is and how we should go about trying to achieve it.
所以我们看今天的题目三解脱门，学习这个三解脱门，我们可以比较好了解怎么样可以度众生。So
what do you think a gate of liberation might be?
你觉得一个解脱门是什么样子的门？
Well, what's a gate? Generally speaking, we know what a gate is. A gate is like a sort of passageway. It could be on a swinging on hinges or maybe not, just something that opens or just something that is a passageway through a barrier of some sort, a fence or a wall or something like that.
所以什么叫门? 门是一个通路，也许在一个障碍的东西，像一个墙壁或是一个篱笆。
So they allow us, a gate allows us to move from one place to another, and that is exactly what the gates of liberation do. They allow practitioners to move from ordinary reality, as we will call it, to absolute reality, or liberation.
Okay. 所以这个门就是这个意思，我们从一个地方走到另外一个地方。 这个解脱门就是从这个相对的现实走到这个绝对的现实。
Now, always remember, this is a little bit of a sidebar, but it's very important. Always remember that absolute reality, this thing, we go from ordinary reality, which is where we, most of us are right now, into this other state of being, which is called absolute reality. Well, one of the characteristics of absolute reality is that it cannot be accurately described in ordinary human language.
什么叫这个绝对的现实? 我们住的都是在相对的现实, 但是绝对的现实的它的情况是这样子, 不可能用我们所讲的话, 任何词汇来形容它。
Now, why is that? Well, that's because ordinary human language is a tool that we have developed over time to help us as we go about our business in ordinary reality.
这是因为语言就是一种工具, 这个工具可以帮助我们在相对的现实上就生活。
Now, it's a very useful tool in this respect. We do, all of us, spend most of our time in ordinary reality trying to do ordinary day-to-day things. And the language that we use and also the logic that we use when we think about things, the way our minds work in terms of how they solve problems logically and so on, that logic is also a tool of ordinary reality. We developed it to help us solve problems in ordinary reality.
所以在这个相对的生活上，相对的这个现实上是很有用的一个工具。所以我们要想办法解决问题，这种解决问题的想法也是一种工具，在这个相对的现实上。
So you have to bear this in mind whenever we start talking about absolute reality. We're going to be using tools that aren't really designed to do what we're trying to do. So we're not going to do it perfectly, okay? You just have to understand that and accept it and try to intuit what the essence of what we're talking about really is.
So 我们要解释跟形容绝对的现实，这不可能讲得十分好，因为我们所用的用具就是在相对的现实，而不是可以用来讲绝对的现实。
Now, there's a very famous expression in the Chan Zen world. I'm sure you've heard it before, but it's that the teachings, this talking that we do in ordinary reality to try to teach ourselves and others how to get to absolute reality, those teachings are all like fingers pointing at the moon.
在大乘佛教有一句很有名的话是说，就是用手指指月亮。
The moon is absolute reality. And if our teaching is good, the finger actually does sort of point that in the right direction to the moon. But the finger itself is not the moon. You have to understand that. The finger is not the moon. So the words we're using are only, they're just sort of giving us an idea as to where we should look. But it's only an idea. We have to really, really intuit it almost.
月亮就代表绝对现实，而那个手指头就是这个说法，而不是真正的绝对现实。如果我们讲得很好，那我们这个手指可以差不多是可以指出这个月亮。Okay,
so that's what we're going to be doing today. All right, now, so what are the three gates? Here they are. There are three gates of liberation. The gate of emptiness is the first one. I've put the Sanskrit up here. That's shunyata, is the Sanskrit for the gate of what in English we generally call the gate of emptiness.
所以我在这个白板上写了这个三个解脱门。第一个解脱门就是空门，在括号里面都写这个梵语的翻译，shunyata。
And then the other two, there's one which is called the gate of no form. That's anamitta in Sanskrit.
Okay. 第二个门就是叫无相，这个梵语叫anamitta.
And the third is called the gate of no vow, and that's a pranihita in Sanskrit. Okay.
第三个可以叫无作或是无誓愿，这个翻译叫 apranihita。
All right, now these English translations, emptiness, no form, and no vow, where do they come from?
这三个英文的翻译从哪里来的？
They come from Shifu's book, There Is No Suffering. This is Shifu's explication of the Heart Sutra, which is one of the most important sutras in the Mahayana tradition, and one of the places where the three gates of liberation are talked about.
这个三个英文字就是从师父的书 There Is No Suffering. 这个 There Is No Suffering 就是解释心经，是心经就是我们这个佛教的一个经，最重要的经之一。
Okay, you will see other English translations in other books. You know, it's translation. It's never just only one way you could translate a term. There's always more than, you know, there's just a few different choices, right? So you will see other translations in other places. Just always try to keep your mind focused on the original idea that underlies the English words.
如果你看其他的英文书，你也会看到其他的英文翻译，就是翻译就是字而已。我们就是要放在心里，知道这些翻译从哪里来的。
Okay, now the gates are in some sense sequential. We'll talk about that a little bit. It makes sense in a way because the And they're sometimes called, the three gates are sometimes called the three concentrations of emptiness.
这三个门实际上有一点连续性。另外一个说法就是这个三个集空的集中门。
Okay, now this is appropriate because as we'll see, the second and third gates are very much based on the first gate.The understanding shunyata is the biggest task that you have here. We'll spend a fair amount of time talking about that.
这个很适合说他们是有连续性的，因为你要了解第二跟第三个解脱门，你必须先好好的、很深刻的了解第一个解脱门空。
All right, so the gate of emptiness. Let's start talking about it. I'm sure that many of you have heard of it. If you've been studying Mahayana Buddhism, you have undoubtedly heard of it, and you understand probably that it's a very fundamental, a really fundamental idea of the whole Mahayana tradition.
就是学习大乘佛教的人绝对是听过这个空，因为这个空就是大乘佛教的最重要的一个道理之一。
Okay, it's very important that you try to understand what is being referred to when people talk about emptiness or shunyata. It's also very important that you understand what people are not talking about when they talk about emptiness and shunyata. Now, why am I stressing that? I'm stressing that because the English language words that are used oftentimes contain meanings that would be misleading if you really accepted them. Emptiness is a good example of this. In English, if you say something's empty, there's a feeling that it's like saying that the thing doesn't exist at all, that there's like nothing there. It's just nothing. That's, in a sense, sort of what shunyata means, but shunyata actually really means several other things that the English language word emptiness doesn't tell you. So you should really try to understand the concept of shunyata and not let yourself get tricked into thinking that you can just go to the English language dictionary, take out the definition of emptiness, and think that that's telling you everything you need to know about this concept.
所以我们看这个字空，英文叫 emptiness， 我们就看这个字空，这很容易误会它的意思，因为语言就是有限啊。我们想一想空是什么意思，我们都是想这根本不存在，但实际上不是这个意思。所以我们要了解，我们要懂空的意思，我们不可以随便去查一个字典查出空的那个解释。 因为不是这个意思，不是这个做法。
Now, as I said, if you focus only on the English word, you might think that it's referring to a voidness or a complete absence of any sort of being at all. This is actually not what shunyata means. And it's one of the famous errors that people can make when they're trying to understand these concepts is to think that when we say something is empty,That's equivalent to saying it has no existence whatsoever and no importance whatsoever and should just be ignored.
所以我们要看这个，就是如果看英文字 emptiness， 一样的是看中国的意思空。我们不要误会是说空是不存在，或是没有道理，或者是根本不重要。这样子，因为是一个翻译而已，这个翻译不是实际上它没有含有它真正的意思。
Well, this is not what shunyata actually means. When we say something is shunyata, we're not saying that it doesn't exist at all. It does exist, but not in the way that we think it exists. There is an existence, but it's different from what we think existence is.
所以我们看这个翻译字 shunyata, 空、我们不要误会说是不存在，实际上孙亚的这个情况就是存在，但是它存在的方法跟我们所了解存在的方法不一样。
Students of Mahayana Buddhism, when they begin, they can be very discouraged by this concept if they start to think that all Buddhism is ever telling them that nothing exists. It's pretty pessimistic, and people think, Why should I do that? You know, what's so great about that? And that's perfectly understandable if you just look at the English word. If that's all you look at.
所以学习大乘佛教的人有的时候看到这个字 sunyata, 他们有一点失望的感觉、有一点、悲观的感觉，因为他们以为什么都不存在。如果你是看这个英文这个字或者中文那个字空它的本意，那你就会有这个错的那个想法。
Okay, we'll talk about what shunyata really means very, very shortly. Buddhism teaches, this is the important one, the very important concept. Buddhism teaches, Mahayana Buddhism teaches, that all human experiences are shunyata.This comes from the Heart Sutra, the very famous Heart Sutra. There's a famous line in there, which some of you remember. It says then that when Avalokitesvara, who is a very, very great bodhisattva, very, very highly developed being, when he, quote, perceived that all five skandhas are empty, he transcended all suffering.
我们等一下就比较好解释一下这个孙亚的这个字到底是什么意思。但是我们先看这个大乘佛教有一个非常非常重要的观念。这个观念就可以看在心经。心经有一句话是说观自在菩萨照见无蕴皆空度一切苦厄。
Okay, we'll talk about what the skandhas are in a second, but notice the second part. This is where Avalokitesvara transcended all suffering. If you know anything at all about Buddhism, all of Buddhism, Mahayana and also Nikaya Buddhism or Source Buddhism, the Buddha's first goal was to try to teach human beings how to overcome suffering, right? That's the goal. That's what he set out to do. This sentence is telling us what the Mahayana basically says is the way to achieve that goal. If you can perceive that all five skandhas are empty, and the idea is live your life in the spirit of that perception, you will transcend all suffering.
我们等一下就解释什么叫五蕴，但是这句话观自在菩萨照见无蕴皆空度一切苦厄，我们要看第二部分度一切苦厄。不管你是学哪一种佛教都是同一个意思， 佛原来就是要教我们怎么样度苦厄，怎么样不苦。所以按照这个大乘佛教的这个经心经，这次方法就是要照见无蕴皆空，就是说我们在过我们的生活，就是用这种精神来过生活，这样子就不会苦厄。
All right, now the skandhas, you need to understand what that word means to know what I'm talking about. But the skandhas are a set of five categories or heaps or aggregates, as they're sometimes called. But it's like five different categories into which all human experiences can be placed. Any experience that you have as you're walking through the world, what's happening?Input is coming into your mind, into your system through your sense organs, right? That's happening, right? And you're reacting to that, those inputs that come in. Also, you're thinking about things already internally. So there's a sort of internal, input coming into your consciousness too. But everything that comes in through your sense organs, everything that you think about, that's whatyour human experience, the lived experience of a human being is.
运，这是五运的运，就是分类。就是说一个人，一个任何一个众生的人，他过生活就是经过这个五种这种经验。第一个就是一个五运，就是色，就是你的有个身体。那你有个身体经过或是碰到这个环境，就会有接受，就受这个外面的那个影响。那你偶尔就会想第三个运，想一想这个所受的这种感觉是什么样子的。也许你会实行，就行一些动作来反映这个外面的那个环境。最后你就会认识是这个环境到底是什么意思。所以任何人就是这个五蕴成的。
Okay, now, so when the Heart Sutra says that all, he perceives that all five skandhas are empty, that's equivalent to saying he perceives that all human experience, because every human experience is in one of the five skandhas by definition, right? So what they're saying is that he realized that all these experiences that we have,things that come in through our sense organs, the thinking we do, everything, this whole lived experience of our consciousness, all of it is shunyata.
所以这个意思是说，不管是哪一个运，不管是你说你用五官来感觉到的东西，或是用脑筋想一想，或是心做什么，每一个这种经验都是说是经验的，每一个经验就是 shunyata。
All right, so what does it mean for an experience to be shunyata? What are we learning here? Well, here we go. Now, remember, it doesn't mean non-existence in the sense of complete voidness or nothingness. It doesn't mean that. What it means is, but it does mean a couple of things. It means impermanent. All those experiences that we have, that everything that we can put into one of the five skandhas,is impermanent. Okay? Think about it. Can you think of something that is permanent?
所以这个 sunyata 到底是什么意思？第一个意思不是说空的，不是说完全不存在的。但是到底是什么意思？一个意思是说所有这个人生的这个经验是不永久。那你自己想一想，可以想到任何东西是永久吗？
Okay, now what's the second important point to understand about shunyata? Things that are shunyata are not permanent. And also, things that are shunyata do not exist independently from the rest of reality. They have no independent existenceFrom their own side, as the Tibetans say.
Okay. 所以第一个就是说，我们的经验不是永久。 第二个是说，任何你的经验，任何什么生活，不是独立的存在，它就是跟其他的所有其他的现象都是一致的。
All right, now just as an example, if take a watch or something, if I take apart my watch, there's parts, right? Take any object, sort of easy with physical objects, but you take a physical object, you can start taking it apart, pulling pieces off of it, right? Let's say we're doing that with my watch. Now, are we ever going to find a part that can't be broken down into smaller parts? Are we ever going to find a part that is the essence of the watch? This is the watchness of the watch. Can we ever make a statement like that?
所以我们用一个普通的手表来做一个例子。如果你把一个手表开始分开，把每一片片分开出来，有没有一个可能可以不会再分开任何一片的，一直就会这个样子。意思是说，有没有这个手表任何一片可以代表这个手表，就是说这一片就是手表，有没有？
Buddhism says the answer is no.
佛教说 no， 不对，没有。
You won't ever find anything like that.
不可能找到任何这个样子的东西。
Another thing to remember about this is that you won't find anything inside my watch or inside anything really that is not connected to the rest of reality.
另外一个意思是说，你手表里面或是人里面或是任何东西里面没有任何一片是没有跟其他现实的东西有关系的。
Buddhism teaches that everything that exists because a vast interconnected web of what are called causes and conditions have come together in a manner that causes it to exist at that time.
佛教的最重要的道理是说，所有的东西就是跟所有其他的东西有连接的关系，就是说任何东西存在是因为其他的东西也存在，这个道这个意思这个叫法就是做因缘。
When the causes and conditions change, the thing itself will change.
因缘变，东西就变。
Now this is the great law of conditioned arising, as it's usually referred to in Buddhism. This is one of the most fundamental teachings, goes back to the very original insights of the Buddha himself.
这个道理就是叫十二因缘，这是佛教非常非常重要的一个观念，就是佛自己老早就教过的。
Now, what this means is that everything in the world, one thing you can infer from this is that everything in the universe is interconnected. Things are changing all the time. Nothing is permanent and independent. There's no thing that's sitting out there that is not part of the flux. Everything is part of the flux. And that means everything can flux into and out of connectedness with everything else. So in that sense, everything is really interconnected. You see, the Chan masters will say many times, they pick up a blade of grass and say, the entire universe is right here on the tip of this blade of grass. They say that. Now, when they say that, they're referring to this idea that everything is interconnected. Over time, everything will change. Today, I am me sitting here, and Bob is Rob sitting there. Will that be true 10,000 years from now? Probably not, right? But Bill and everything that's part of Bill will still be out in the big flux, fluxing around. And Rob and everything that's part of Rob also will still be out there fluxing around, right? So in a sense, we'll still be connected, right?
所以这个意思就是说，任何东西就是跟所有其他的东西都有关系，有变化，东西一直在变化，它是跟其他的东西，宇宙上其他的东西一样的也在变化，大家都是互相变化。一些这个禅师，他们有一句话是说，有一根草，那根草最上面是代表，是含有整个的宇宙。意思是说，这个草怎么样变化，整个的宇宙一样的也是在变化。所以我坐在这里，或是我的翻译的也坐在这边，是不是过一万年我们还是一样的会坐在这边？没有，就是说一直都会变化，都不会一直在一起，都会一直在变动之中。
In Shifu's book, Orthodox Chinese Buddhism, in the English version, I have no Chinese, so I can only read the English version. That book has a question and answer section. You know, this is like when Shifu, one of Shifu's first books, when he wrote down his understandings of Buddhism, right? And one of the questions is, what is the fundamental truth of Buddhism? And Shifu's answer was, conditioned arising. It's this fact that we've just been talking about, that everything is interconnected. Okay?
师父的第一本书所写的第一本书之一，就是叫英文叫 Orthodox Chinese Buddhism， 不晓得有没有一个中文的翻译。这本书就是一种问答的写法，就是说有问题，有人问一个问题，他就回答。那一个问题就是说，佛教的最基本道理是什么？他回答说，十二因缘。所以我们可以看到，十二因缘是多重要的一个观念。
One way to start to understand what this is and to start to feel it and actually practice it is to just think about, as you're going through the day, think about everything that had to happen in order for your experiences, the experiences you're having at that time, could occur. Right? For example, you're all here. Everybody here is sitting here in this room listening to me talk. Now, everybody's view of what's going on is a little bit different because you're not sitting in the same chairs and so on. And so there are differences. Some of you maybe liked your breakfast this morning. Some of you maybe didn't. And that could be changing your mood, you know, a difference in mood and so on. But all of you are here experiencing this moment right now. Now, think for a second. Try to think for a second of things that had to happen before you could be here now. Having this experience. What had to happen in order for you to be able to be here and this experience you're having to be an experience that you're having?
那我们怎么样可以用这个道理来修行佛法？所以我们可以举一个例子，比方说大家都坐在这里听这个演讲，那当然的观念不是一样的，因为坐的不同的位置。也许你来之前有是不同的经验，也许你吃早餐，有人吃得很好吃，有人觉得不怎么好吃，这会影响你的态度，你的想法。但是我们要想一想，你们还是都在这里，你们需要经过多少什么经验，多少事情才可以到这一秒钟在这里听这个演讲？
Okay, now if you're thinking about these things, is your list getting longer and longer?
那你在想的时候，是不是你的单子越来越长？
Well, it should be. Just think, for example, though, one way I like to talk about this, you couldn't be here if your parents never existed.
应该是越来越长，我喜欢用这个想法。你不可能在这里听这个演讲，假如你的父母没有存在。
And your parents couldn't have ever existed if your grandparents never existed.
而且你的父母不可能存在，假如你的祖父祖母没有存在。
and so on up the family tree, right?
一直是这样子继续下去你所有的祖先。
So right there, just when you just think about that one little aspect about, you know, who you are and where you came from, you suddenly discover that there's a ever increasing nexus of connections, right? I couldn't be here if my parents had never existed. If their parents had never existed, they couldn't have been here, right? And so on. There's this connection of a sort. Now I know it's not like there's a little string of flesh that goes from my arm over to Rob's arm, right? I don't mean connected in that sense, right? But there is a sort of necessary, biological connection in what I'm saying. You can't exist if your parents never existed.
所以我知道这个道理就是讲这是没有祖先就没有你。我意思不是说好像有一条皮肤就把我们连在一起，但是实际上有一个生物学上的一个道理，一个原因，让我们才可以存在的。
All right, so to practice this idea, this contemplation of causes and conditions, this contemplation of interconnectedness. Just get into the habit, as you go through your day, every now and then stop to think, you know, pick up something and say, what actually had to happen before this book could exist here the way it does right now?
我们要修行这个观念，一个好方法就是我们过一天，偶尔停下来，随便拿一个东西看这个东西想一想这个东西存在的原因还有什么其他的原因让它存在
When you're eating your breakfast remind yourself of all the people and things that had to come together to give you the food you are eating
吃早餐的时候你要想一想有多少人多少现象要连在一起才可以让你吃到这个早餐
A lot of time and effort has to be expended by lots of people. Lots of people had to work, before you could be sitting at your kitchen table eating that piece of toast.
很多工作跟很多时间你一定要过才可以让你在这个早餐的桌子上吃一片吐司面包。
Remind yourself over and over again as you go through your day of this interconnected aspect of our existence.
过一天一直要提醒自己我们都连接在一起的存在的情况。
Think about it when people do nasty things to you too.
如果人对你不理或者人对你不客气的时候你也要想一想。
Did your boss yell at you, last week?
那上个星期你的老板有没有责骂你
Well, remind yourself that, he or she is, also subject to causes and conditions, just as you are. And undoubtedly, he or she has a stressful and difficult life, just as you do.
你要提醒自己这个人这个老板的生活跟你一样有压力跟不舒服的地方。
Ask yourself what it would be like to, they have the phrase in English called walk a mile in my shoes. There's this little saying, somebody's why did you do that? What did you do that for? That was really stupid. And the person replies, listen, walk a mile in my shoes and you'll know.
英文有一句俗话是说穿我的鞋子行走一个英里要不要解释这个懂不懂他的意思不懂
I have to explain what that means. I don't understand. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Well, the idea of walk a mile in my shoes is that if you're actually wearing a person's shoes and walking around, the idea is you're experiencing his life the way he experiences it because you're wearing his shoes. That's the metaphor, right? And so it means put yourself in his shoes. And, you know, ask yourself, how would I feel if I had the problems he has? And you will start to understand better why he's acting the way he is.
So, 穿我的鞋子, 作为一个英语的意思是说, 你要经过我自己的经验, 好像看我自己要怎么样处理事情, 怎么样过生活, 才可以了解我自己的困难。 所以这个英文, 就是说穿我的鞋子走一个英里, 就是说从我的看法, 不要用从你自己的看法, 从我的看法看我的生活。 现在了解吗? Okay.
Now, it's especially important that you do this, that you take the time and effort to try to understand all the connections that exist that are causing whatever has happened to you to happen to you. It's particularly important to do this in order to increase our compassion. This is basic compassion practice, isn't it? What is compassion? It's understanding and feeling what other people are going through. That's what compassion is. And what is Buddhism? Buddhism is a bird with two wings, a wing of wisdom and a wing of compassion. If you don't have both wings, you don't have Buddhism. It's not going to fly.
Okay. 我们为什么要这样做? Okay, 我们要一直在想一想我们的生活跟宇宙上所有其他的现象都连在一起的原因就我们可以增加我们的那个慈悲心。 那为什么要增加慈悲心? 知道佛教我们可以用另外一个比较说佛教像一只鸟这一只鸟有两个翅膀一个翅膀是智慧一个翅膀是慈悲所以我们要修行佛法我们一定要增加我们的慈悲心。
Have compassion.
必须要慈悲。
Don't be like me.
不要像我。
My compassion is about this big.
我的慈悲心真的好小。
But it's a start. It's a start.
是一个开始。
Okay. Look, I know. We have compassion, guys. All right? Don't ever forget it.
Yeah. 一定要有慈悲心,别忘记。
Okay, now this kind of practice, thinking about you know, where your feelings are coming from and why people are doing things to you and so on, is particularly important when you notice yourself becoming vexed.
要知道我们这个宇宙的连接性非常重要。什么时候非常重要？我们开始烦心烦恼。Okay,
also going back to basic Buddhism again, the Four Noble Truths themselves, you know, when the Buddha talked about the cause of suffering, the Buddha, the first thing is existence is dukkha. Everything is dukkha. Where does this dukkha come from is the second thing. What's the cause? Well, basically, it has to do with vexation.
所以我们要看那个最基本的佛教的道理。第一个就是说生活就是烦恼。
And now vexations are negative mental states of various sorts, which arise sort of naturally as we go through the world, but which can, if we don't know that they're coming and don't, you know, actively try to control them, can take over our lives and really, really ruin things for us.
烦恼是什么意思? 烦恼就是消极的一种思想，就是让我们很消极，就是会 把我们自己把我们的生活都弄坏，就是变得很难过。A
long time ago, I was in a class with Shifu, and he said to me, "Bill, all we're really trying to do is control our vexations."
我都记得有一次我在上师父的课，那师父就向我说，你知道，我们只是要控制我们的烦恼。
I never forgot that statement, and it is something I always try to try to keep in mind.
我没有忘记那句话，我一直都要放在心里想一想。
Now, how do you do it? What is he really talking about? He's talking about the practice of mindfulness, as it's called, mindfulness.
他意思是说我们要修行正念。
Now, as I've said, we've said before, you know, you're going through the world. Experiences are coming into your sense organs and experiences are rising up through your thinking process. And you react to these experiences as they come or they go. The practice of mindfulness is the practice of trying at all times to remain attentive to what's actually happening in this flow of events that's coming.
所以我们在生活上经验很多东西，这个正念修行正念的方法，就是说一直要放在心里正在发生的事情。
You should always, and this is 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you should be mindful. Don't give up if you notice that you're not mindful every now and then. But that's the goal. The goal is to be mindful all the time.
我们的目的就是 一整天每天一个每一个星期都是要很正念，就是要生活在现实上。但是不要失望，如果你不是一直就可以很正念的过生活。
Okay, pay attention to what's going on in your own mind. You can get into trouble if you don't pay attention. But when you notice yourself becoming greedy or angry, remind yourself, what am I getting greedy about? Everything is shunyata. I know, everything is empty. There's no permanent existence to it. And everything is changing constantly. Why should I allow this thing to make me angry?
所以最好就是要注意到你心里所想的东西。如果你不一直注意到你心里的想法，你就会成麻烦。啊，你每次要开始有比较消极的思想，比方说很贪心或是生气，你就等一下想一想，我为什么要贪心？我为什么要生气？东西都是sunyata，不是有一个永久不变的一个存在。
The same thing can happen when you feel yourself getting greedy. You see something in the world and you want it, and you want it a lot. You get a little bit obsessed with it. You can't sleep at night. You want it so bad. Ask yourself, what is it about this thing that makes it that important? It's shunyata like everything else.
比方说你也许有一点贪心，也许有一个东西你非有不可。一直要，你一直在专心的想一想这个要得到这个东西，连晚上睡不着，一直在想，所以你一定要停下来问你自己，这个东西对我有什么重要？它一样的就是sunyata。
Okay, two examples I use. One here's one for the greed. The big vexations are ignorance is the.Basic vexation. We make mistakes because we don't know any better. That's one of the fundamental truths of Buddhism. All of our screw-ups arise from ignorance. We don't really understand how things work. So we make mistakes. And then all this trouble starts because we've been making mistakes.
我们生活上三个最大的烦恼就是贪嗔痴。那第一个啊，第二个嗔，就是我啊，没有吃，就是说第三个吃，就是说我们都不了解东西，因为我们不了解，所以我们就犯错很多。
So let's say, for example, that you're walking down the street and you're a little bit hungry, and you step into a bakery, and the bakery is filled with the smells of recently baked.Cookies and cakes and all sorts of things like that.
比方说你有一天你在外面走路的时候，你又开始觉得有点饿，所以你进去一个面包厂，这个面包厂里面刚刚做了一些很香的一个小甜饼跟蛋糕。
Now, you will probably have a strong desire to eat something.
就会让你有个很大的渴望要吃东西。
That desire will arise almost immediately with the physical sensation, the smell that came into your system triggered this desire, and the desire comes very, very quickly.
所以你刚刚进去那个面包厂，刚刚闻到那个香味，它就会让你很想要吃这个东西。
Now, if you're not practicing mindfulness, you might end up eating 10 donuts, right? There's nothing wrong with eating just one if you're really hungry and you need something to eat, fine. You take some food and eat it. You know, we do have to keep our bodies operating. That's a basic Buddhist idea. We want our bodies to be healthy.We don't starve ourselves. If we really do need nutrition, well, eat. So in this circumstance, you could eat one cookie or something. But if you're not being mindful, the power of that vexation, the greed, the desire to eat that has arisen in your mind can take over, right? And everybody knows this. I bet everybody here has had this experience at least once. And then suddenly you just start eating.And, you know, somebody else is there and you're talking, you're having a conversation, so you're not really being mindful of what you're eating. Before you know it, you've eaten 10 cookies, right? It can happen, right?
所以如果你不修行这个正念的做法，那就会对你很不好。比方说，如果你就是因为你很想吃这些甜点，你就马上就吃十个小甜饼。那我们知道我们肚子饿必须要吃东西，但是小甜饼不是最理想的一个食物，所以要也许你不是很在想一想你在做什么，也许你跟人家讲话或是想其他的东西，一直吃一直吃，突然就吃到十个小甜饼。
Now the same sort of thing happens with anger. The example I like to give is, let's say you're walking on a crowded sidewalk and suddenly you bump into another person. It's totally unintentional on both people's part. Nobody's bumping into anybody purposefully. Just because it's crowded and people are jostling around, you bump into somebody. And let's say it's one of those kinds of collisions where it actually really hurts. You know, every now and then you bump into somebody and it hits you on the bone or, you know, you can feel, you know, that hurts, right? You think most of us have had that experience at least once, right? You know, it hurts. Ah, well. But what happens when that pain suddenly is in your mind, what happens? Do you sometimes feel a little sort of anger arising?Because of the pain, because you really don't want that pain to be there. I have felt that for me. I mean, you know, I'm not a terribly angry guy, but, you know, when somebody suddenly, out of nowhere, I'm a really strong pain appears, you know, you sort of go, you know, and you get a little angry or certainly a little unhappy about it.
生气也是另外一个例子。比方说你在人行道走路，你突然的偶尔就碰到一个人，或者他碰到你，两个人就碰在一起。那有的时候你偶尔有一点点碰到，但是如果你是真正的碰到，就是自己觉得很痛。像我以前也是经过这种痛，就是你骨头好像撞到另外一根的骨头，就感觉非常大的一个痛苦。这会就是让你生一个气。
Now, I'm sure that you understand what I'm saying when I say that, you know, actual physical fights can start over incidents like this if the two people who are involved are not mindful, right? Two people bump into each other, it hurts. One of them sort of gets a little angry and says something to the other, and the other one, he's a little angry too because he got hurt too. He says something back, and before you know it, there's a fight going on.
有的时候这种异物意外的撞碰在一起的情况会让你开始打架。比方说如果两个人都不是修行正念，他们可以互相开始用骂人的话， 这样子都变成一个真正的一种打架。
Now, none of that would happen if the participants were practicing mindfulness.
如果两个人都是很正念的话，那不会发生。
Okay, so practice mindfulness. Why? It will help you learn to overcome the power of vexations when they arise in your life. Vexations will no longer be dominating your reactions to things.Therefore, you will be moving out of the realm of suffering. You will be moving towards the gate of the gate of liberation.
所以你要修行正念，它就会让你克服这个烦恼。你克服烦恼，你就是在往那个解脱门的方向来走，去走。
Now, always remind yourself of the shunyata nature of these experiences.
每次都要提醒自己这个 shunyata 的那个意思。
It's not permanent. This too will pass.
不是永久，它一样的会过。
Now, with practice, and this can take a while, it's really sort of, you should think of this as a lifetime.A lifetime practice that you're going to adopt. You're going to try, if you want to be a real Buddhist, one thing I think you have to say is, I'm going to really try to be mindful as much of the time as I can be. So when I notice vexations coming into my psyche, I see it happening and I can diffuse them before they start taking over and causing trouble.
这个修行正念的修行法应该是一辈子的一个修行。如果你就是修行正念，每次开始起烦恼，你会注意到这个烦恼是不是永久的，而且还会慢慢会消掉。
You know, when somebody says something mean to you, count to 10 before you respond. Have you heard that idea? I've heard that in the United States, people give you that advice. Look, if somebody says something bad to you, don't say anything back until you've counted to 10. It's good advice. That's very good advice.
啊，在美国有人会忠告你说，如果你有人对你讲一个不礼貌的或者不友善的话，你应该先数一到十才有反应。我都觉得这是一个很好的一个方法。
Remember, everything's impermanent. So when you're counting to 10, what are you doing? You're allowing the impermanence of things to weaken the strength of this vexation that has arisen. Because time is passing, it weakens, right? You know, by the time you get to 10, you're not nearly as mad as you were when it first happened, right? So when you reply, you'll be able to control what you say better.And you'll be less likely to cause the fight to get worse.
这个方法很有用，为什么呢？因为我们知道什么都是不永久，所以如果你有事情发生，你数到十，数到十的时候，这个情况越来越弱，你也是会越来越觉得不重要，这样子你的反应不会那么厉害。
Okay, now try to do this all the time. This is the practice. This is how you get through the gate of liberation. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Even if you don't become enlightened or whatever in this lifetime, your life will be better if you practice this way. Okay? You'll have a more peaceful, a happier life.
如果你要往这个解脱门，就一直修行，这个正念法。也许你不一定是这个生活，这一辈子会开悟，但是不管你开不开悟，你的生活会好多了。
Okay, so that's basically the practice of emptiness. It's just really being aware. All right, now the next one is the gate of no form. Now this one is talked about at very great length in the Diamond Sutra.
第二个门就是无相，这个门在《金刚经》讲的不少。
The Diamond Sutra, as you may know, is one of the Prajnaparamita Sutras, as is the Heart Sutra. The Prajnaparamita literature is where the whole concept of shunyata is most fully explicated in the Buddhist canon.
这个《金刚经》就是《般若波罗蜜经》之一，像《心经》也是《般若波罗蜜经》之一，它一样的。在这个经，它是特别注意到这个空的这个道理。
The Prajnaparamita Sutras, there are many different ones that all fit into this same category, some of which are extremely long, like 10,000 lines and so on.
Okay. 这个般若波罗蜜多经有几本这个经，有的相当长，有一万多个句子。
But two of them are pretty short. Those two are the Heart Sutra and the Diamond Sutra, which are the ones most people have read. So remember, when you're studying the Heart Sutra and the Diamond Sutra, you're studying the Prajnaparamita, in encapsulated form. But this is very fundamental to Mahayana Buddhism, very important stuff.
所以多数都是很长，但是有两个般若波罗蜜多经是很短的。一个是心经，另外一个就是金刚经，所以你在看这两个经，你就是看般若波罗蜜多经，而他所讲的这个重要的这个大乘佛教的道理。
Okay, now no form, the gate of no form, it's also sometimes called the gate of no characteristics, and sometimes it's called the gate of no signs or marks.
这个五相门也是说 也是叫，不知道这个正式翻译，就是说没有什么特点的样子，或是没有什么符号。
Now these sign, all these different translations are, they're all references basically to the images, sounds, thoughts, and other mental constructs that arise in our minds when we are perceiving the world.Okay. When I look at this book, I say, oh, it's a book. It's got some red. It's got some green, red, red. The redness, the greenness, those things are all signs or marks of this book that arise in my mind when my, you know, when my eyeballs, focus in on the book.
所以这些符号的意思是说我们每次要经验这个生活。或是接受外面的这个环境，我们所看到的东西，所用我们的五官所感觉到的东西的那些样子，所以让我们想一想这是什么东西。像我看这本书，看这本书有一点红，有一点绿，就会写字，这些都是符号。
Okay, now these signs, have evolved because they help us to understand and deal with our environment, when we're going through our ordinary lives.
我们用这些符号来了解一下我们生活上所经验的东西。
Now in this sense, these signs are very valuable. Remember, when we talk about how language can be misleading. We're not really trying to say language is a bad thing. Language is a very useful thing when we're dealing with ordinary life.
所以这些符号实际上是对我们是很重要的。所以现在我们说这个语言是让我们误解，不了解，不是有错感。意思不是说这个语言是不好的，因为语言是让我们可以在生活上生活。
They can, however, the signs can, however, be misleading. We all know this. You can sometimes be tricked by what you look at.
但是这些符号也会让我们误会。
There's a famous example of this one that they talk about in the Buddhist literature. If you're walking along a path and it's sort of like getting to be dusk, there's not a whole lot of light, and you look over on the ground and you see something that's coiled up and you think, oh gosh, a snake.
在佛经上有一个故事。 就是会让我们了解这个情这个意思，这个符号会让我们误会的意思。比方说是比较黑暗，快到晚上，黎明的时候，你在走路，你突然在左边看到有卷起来的一个像蛇的那个样子，你就是很怕，哎，有一条蛇在那里。But
then when you go and look at the eye, you say you look a little more closely, and then you realize, oh, it's just a rope.
但是如果你多接近一点，比较仔细的看，你才发现到，哦，不是蛇，就是一条绳子。So
because of your sensory organs, your central nervous system's method for taking in this input and processing it, it was tricked. You were tricked by whatever it was about the situation. You thought that the rope was a snake.
就是你自己的身体是骗你，因为就我们的身体就是这个样子，会让我们提醒，有危险的时候让我们提醒，会注意到，所以你的身体就会让你误会，这个绳子就是一个蛇。All
right. There's also, however, a deeper sense in which signs can deceive us if we're not careful.
但是还有另外一个方法，我们这些符号会骗我们。Now,
remember that the ultimate truth of Buddhism is the interconnectedness of all things, which is derivable from the concept of conditioned arising.
所以我们还要再记得，这个佛法最重要的一个道理是说，宇宙上所有的东西都是
Now, as we all know, however, and we've talked about this a little already, our minds do not always present us with an image of interconnectedness.
但是问题就是我们的心所看的世界不会看到它的连接性。
When we see a dog and a cat walking down the street, they do not seem to be interconnected.
我们看一只狗跟一只猫在马路上一起走一走，我们看不出来它们有连接的那个性，连接性。Now,
once again, there's nothing really wrong with this. We see them as different because it helps us get through the world to know, well, that's a cat, that's a dog. You know, it's helping us handle our issues in ordinary reality.
那实际上不是说是坏的一个思想，你看不出他们那个连接性，因为我们要可以分开看这个看那个，就会让我们生活在世界上。But
in the Diamond Sutra, in Buddhism in general, really, it's said that wherever there is a sign, there is deception.
但是在《金刚经》跟佛法两个，他有一句话说：“有符号就是有满片。”So,
in the Diamond Sutra, they list four signs that are particularly deeply embedded in our consciousness.
在《金刚经》，他们有四个符号，就是很深刻的埋在我们的知识上，我们的智慧上。
These are self, person, living being, and lifespan. Those translations are from the Thich Nhat Hanh's book. But these are just four very... The Diamond Sutra talks about these four. And it talks about how each one, although useful in ordinary reality, is in some ways deceptive when we think about it in terms of ultimate reality. And that deception can lead us to end up suffering if we're not careful.
金刚经有说有四个符号是特别让我们误会这个绝对的这个现实。第一个就是自己，第二个就是人生, 第二个，第三个就是众生，第四个就是我们一辈子的一个生活，这四个就是一心法师所翻译出来的。那这个当然在我们自己的这个相对生活上，我们就是很有用。但是如果我们要开始了解这个绝对的现实，那就会让我们很误会。
Well, for example, just to use an example, now this is very profound stuff, and it's some of, in the Diamond Sutra, the way the Diamond Sutra starts out, Subhuti asks the Buddha, please tell us what the highest form, level of consciousness we should be striving to attain is.
所以在《金刚经》上，一个子弟就问佛。 佛陀问：“我们最高的这个思想应该是什么？”
And the Buddha responds, and his response, the Buddha's response has two parts. It's interesting. It's got two parts. The first part is, well, all you bodhisattvas should be vowing to liberate all sentient beings.
所以这个佛的这个回答又可以分两个，就是说你要会最高的觉悟，第一个要就是要发誓你会解那个众生，对度众生。But
at the same time that you're vowing to exert all your effort to the liberation of all sentient beings, you never forget that there are, in fact, no sentient beings to liberate.
但是你在誓愿要度众生的时候，你还要牢记，根本没有众生可以度。All
right, now this is sounds like nonsense, doesn't it?
好像废话似的。
If you think about this as just in the way of ordinary reality, you would say, well, it just doesn't make sense. What are you talking about? How can you liberate them if they don't exist? What do you mean? It doesn't make sense.
在相对现实上，一点道理都没有，好像怎么可能的事。
But despite that, in terms of the way we try to live as practicing Buddhists, as practicing bodhisattvas, this actually does make sense.
无论如何，如果我们要 修行佛法，它是有道理。
As you know, we've already talked about it. We vow to liberate innumerable sentient beings.
我们提过，我们的是要誓愿度众生，无边的众生。
And we should never stop trying to liberate sentient beings. We should constantly be exerting an energy designed to help us liberate as many sentient beings as we can.
而且你要一直要度众生。So
what happens if we fail?
那我们失败就怎么样?
You know, we try to do something to help somebody. We put out a lot of time and effort. We really try. We try hard. But doesn't work. Causes and conditions are such that it just didn't work.
比方说我们花好多精神去度一个众生，去帮助一个人，但是因为因缘不行，我们不成功。Well,
this is what the second part of this two-part thing the Buddha is talking about is referring to. He's basically saying, even if you fail, don't worry about it.
所以他第二个答案 就是说，不管如果你失败，你不在乎。A
high-level bodhisattva who really lives this way, with this kind of energy devoted to trying to help others. Also, one aspect of it is that if something happens and they just don't succeed for some reason, it doesn't bother them. It doesn't make them unhappy. They don't say, oh gosh, I'm a terrible failure. Why not? Because they understand this idea that all these sentient beings, everything I've been trying to do, all of it is shunyata. It has shunyata nature. That means it's not permanent, right? And in a sense, it's not really anything to get all that upset about.
所以那些高级菩萨要度众生，如果他们没有成功，他们也不会烦心，因为他们知道根本没有众生可以度，所以不用烦。
So you don't stop trying. Now listen, this is really careful, and this is what makes the Buddhist, Mahayana Buddhist practice in a way difficult, but when it's done right, it's got real power. You devote energy to liberating yourself and others.
所以这个在佛法上是比较不容易了解跟做到的一个道理，但是很有力量的道理。你要用你的精神度自己跟度其他的众生。
But you are not thrown off your stride or caused to suffer in any way if in a particular instance your efforts don't work.
但是如果你有某一个情况之下你没有成功，你不会很大的失望。
All you do is go back and start again.
你就重新开始。
Try again.
再试试看。
Now this is very good advice for life in general. I think most people know that. In sports, they have a phrase in football. I've heard it in most places. He's a good player. He's got a good attitude. Very short memory. Short memory.
所以这个是很有用的道理。我们看运动，我听说过有人说，哦，这个人打橄榄球，他打得很久，他的记忆很短。
Now, why is a short memory a good quality to have? That's what you might ask. I thought you'd like to have a longer memory than a shorter one, if you could choose. So what do they mean when they say, oh, he's got a great attitude, he's got a short memory? What do they mean by that?
所以这个好奇怪，一个好态度，但是记忆很短。我们自己会觉得要一个很长的记忆是比较好，对不对？所以他们意思是什么？说他的记忆很短是很好的。
What they mean is that he doesn't get thrown off his stride by failures. You know, it's like if you get beaten on one play in a football game, you're playing football and the guy on the other side of the line beats you on one play.When the next play starts, you are 100% committed to doing your best and you are not sitting around thinking, oh gosh, I just got beat, I'm going to get beat again. No, because you are able to put that out of your mind and get back. And when you start again in the next play, you are 100% there, 100% doing it again, right? Really good athletes are like that. They don't get upset when they lose something, right?Because they just start over. And every time they start over, they put 100% of their energy into it. That's how you should be approaching the Buddhist path.
意思是说，你一个运动员，一个打橄榄球的人，他如果有一次失败，下一个场，他还是100%的去打赢，他不会让这一次失败就让他失望。就不做下去，所以任何好的运动员就是有这个态度，就是说第一次失败还有第二次，第二次一定可以成功。
Okay, now the diamond, the signs, the famous signs from the Diamond Sutra. There's self. We all think, as you all know, Buddhism teaches that this sense of a that we have of having a permanent self that's separate and distinct from everything else is a little bit misleading. It's not that we don't have any kind of self at all, but it's not permanent, it's not separate and distinct.
所以我们看这个金刚经的这四个符号, 第一个就是自己,就是我,就是叫无我。 我们知道佛教是叫无我, 无我不是说不存在, 意思是说自己不永久的,不变的存在。
So as you go through the world making distinctions between yourself and other people, you know, in ordinary reality, of course, we do that all the time. That's important and so on. But if you should try to maintain an attitude on some level that that distinction between you and others isn't permanent, it's not really as important as it might seem.
我们都是在这个相对的生活上，好像是有我、有你、有其他的人，所以我们一直分开我跟其他的人。 但是在看一个长久的那个情况，你也会发现到这种分开我跟其他不重要，实际上只是没有什么意义。Okay,
how about person? Okay, self, we think we're different from all the other people. Well, person, we think that as people, we're different from other animals, for example. Once again, the same thing in ordinary reality. Of course, that's true on some level or other, but ultimate reality, absolute reality, tells us that that difference too, that difference is really illusory.
那第二个就是人，所以我们看我有我，还有其他的人，还有每个人都是分开的，所以我们看这个相对的现实，好像是有道理，但是在这个绝对的现实没有。
Okay, living being.
第三个众生.
How about that? Nobody wants to die, at least very few people. Most of us don't want to die. But high-level bodhisattva, who can really live according to the spirit of, you know, these gates, the gate of no form, it's not really any difference between a living being and anything else. See, one of the basic things you can say about absolute reality is that it doesn't, there are no dualisms in absolute reality. No dualisms. So the difference between being alive and being dead doesn't matter in absolute reality. Now that's pretty high level, right? But anyway, the sutra is saying, you should try to be training yourself so that you're not too hung up over that distinction.
第三个众生, 大概是没有多少人要死，大家都要生活不要死，不就是一个摩诃萨，一个高级的一个菩萨，他们看有生命跟没有生命，实际上是一样的，都没有什么两样，所以。 这个绝对现实没有对立，对立就是分开的，有好跟坏，好像完全相反的，完全没关系的观念，根本没有这个观念，所以他们那个最高的那个就是生活在这个绝对的现实上，知道生活跟死都一样的。
Okay, the practice of signlessness is simply to constantly remind ourselves of the interconnectedness that underlies the perceived differentiation that is presented to us by our minds. Our minds work, in a certain sense, by creating creating dualisms, right? Just be aware that that's just the way your mind is working, and it's okay as a tool, but it's not an accurate depiction of absolute reality.
所以我们要修行这个没有符号的这个修行法，就是要取消我们所感觉到的对立，生活上有什么对立的现象，因为在这个绝对的生活上，绝对的这个现实上，根本没有这个对立的现象。
Okay, now the last gate is the gate of no vow. Now this one, that's Shifu's translation, as I told you. This one sounds pretty strange, at least it might. One of the reasons I wanted us to start out with the four vows was because at the end of this lecture, I knew we would be talking about the gate of no vow or no aim. Now, as practicing Buddhists, we all take vows. Buddhists make vows. That's a very good practice. Put your heart into it, and you can, you know, it can give your practice more strength and so on. When you, if you get into the habit of trying to make vows. But so what does this mean, that no vow, no aim? When you get to that, that's somehow or other a sign of liberation, a sign, you know, that sends you through a gate of liberation.
第三个解脱门是无作，意思是说无誓愿。所以我要开始讲这个今天的课的时候，我要先提出这个四弘誓愿。为什么呢？因为我们听师父讲，也知道这个佛教上就是说我们都要做这些誓愿。 我们就是要度众生，要度自己，要有很多誓愿。所以我们怎么可以说是没有誓愿？如果你可以到一个没有誓愿、无誓愿的这个地步，就可以经过这个第三个法门。All
right. Well, it is nonetheless true that high-level bodhisattvas no longer have any intention to make vows. This is because they no longer have a sense of self. Now let's look at these vows. I vow, I vow, I vow, I vow. Well, if you don't really have a sense of self, right, you know exactly what would taking vows imply. It's an interesting question. Chinese versions don't contain the word I.
我先做这个翻译，因为我觉得蛮很有意思，我就跟他讲，这个第三个这个不做这个誓愿，直到这个最高的这个菩萨，他们不会分我跟其他的，他们已经取消，这是一个无我的这个观念，所以他们不会做这个。 誓愿，所以英文，如果你看这个英文的翻译，就是 I vow， 都是有 I。那如果你是一个大的那个菩萨，你根本没有这个 I 的观念，你知道根本我跟其他的根本没有分开。但是中文的这个四大弘誓愿。 都没有我这个字在里面，所以我就是跟那个老师先提这个。Boy,
sorry,
it's quite all right. This is fun.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Anyway, it's fun for me. I hope it's been okay for you. All right. But this is important. What's really important about the third gate is that you should understand that you should not become attached to your practice in the sense that you have a strong desire, a sort of obsessive or need to succeed in your practice. That's always bad when you're, from the Buddhist perspective, when you have a an obsessive attachment to something, even something that is basically part of your practice, the masters will tell you, stop that, put that down, right? You're getting too attached to it.
我们知道我们要取消这个苦，就是不要执着，因为我们执着，我们才有烦恼。但是要实行佛法，一样可以执着修行佛法。你执着修行佛法，好像非实行不可，一直在想要实行实行实行。那些大禅师、大那个法师都会跟你讲，这也不好，你也不可以执着。 修行.
Okay, from the Heart Sutra again, you probably remember, there is no wisdom nor any attainment, right? With nothing to attain, bodhisattvas relying on prajnaparamita have no obstructions in their minds. And having no obstructions, they have no fear. And departing far from confusion and imaginings, they reach ultimate nirvana. Okay, that's the Heart Sutra. Where did it start? There is no wisdom nor any attainment. Now, most of us are still, we're not very high level, so we still have a desire to have attainment. We want our practice to get better. Attainment. High-level bodhisattvas have dropped that desire out of their consciousness. There is no wisdom or any attainment as far as they're concerned. That's why their minds have the power that they have. They have no fear, okay? They don't have fear of failure. They have no fear.
所以心经也讲无智亦无德这样子就是最高的这些菩萨他们已经知道智慧不存在在我们看那个绝对的这个生活绝对的这个现实上根本没有这些东西我们自己就是要有这个智慧 我们要得到这个解放，我们要得到开悟，但是最高的这些菩萨，他们已经知道，已经了解这个绝对现实，知道这个也是一种符号，根本没有这些东西。
Okay, but the last thing, even though they understand that there is no wisdom nor any attainment, they nonetheless devote 100% of their energy to the liberation of other sentient beings.
最后要讲的是说，虽然这些最高的菩萨已经了解根本没有智慧，根本没有什么可得到，他们还是花 100% 的他们的精神跟精力来度众生。
And if they aren't doing both those things, they're just not really practicing Mahayana Buddhism. They're doing something different.
如果他们不再这样修行，他们不再修行大乘佛教，他是修行另外一个什么东西。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢你们各位。